Dorvan was clad as he was every day, in a muted business tunic, though perhaps this one was just a shade more formal. Behind him, waving and smiling at the crowd, was Senator Haydnet Treen. She managed to wear what Luke would ordinarily consider garish colors and make them look stylish. As the three Jedi and the two politicians greeted one another, Luke couldn't help but think how much nicer Leia looked in the more subdued tones and classic style. Fortunately, he was not here to render a verdict on the latest fashion. There was a brief flurry of handshaking, and smiles were exchanged, and then Dorvan, Saba, and Treen stepped forward. Since Treen was the most comfortable with public speaking, it had been decided that she would deliver the speech.
"Beings of the Galactic Alliance," she began, "today is an extremely significant day for all of us. Today we say a fond farewell to the Jedi. Grand Master Luke Skywalker,"
she turned to nod at him,
"Master Sabatine, Win Dorvan, and I believe that this step is for the best for both organizations. They have served the Galactic Alliance well, their final duty as an official branch of the GA being to relieve us of a difficult and frankly inappropriate leader, and to work with former Chief of Staff Win Dorvan and me to steer us through a most challenging time. With their departure, the unusual but effective triumvirate must perforce be dissolved."
She smiled brightly.
"Impressive a body as the GA is, even it cannot have a triumvirate with only two members."
There was some mild chuckling from the crowd, and Treen continued.
"Within the next few days, as the law requires, the Senate will be holding an emergency session to elect an interim chief of state until such time as we can arrange to have a proper and legally binding election. And now, I turn the podium over to our dear friend, Jedi Grand Master Luke Skywalker."
Luke smiled at her and stepped up to the podium, looking out over the crowd for a moment before beginning to speak.
"For millennia, Coruscant has been the home to the Jedi. The decision to leave it and our beloved temple was not an easy one. Jedi exist to help, to serve. But that help and service cannot be confined to any single species, creed, or political association. By formally allying with the Galactic Alliance, with the best of intentions, we found ourselves overly bound to it. So, we are now separate entities, but we remain the best of friends. I am completely confident in the GA's ability to handle any crisis that comes its way. I am sure the Senate will give you a fine interim chief of state."
And now, the moment had come. He looked out at the thronged Fellowship Plaza, back at the temple, and smiled softly.
"I will miss you, and Coruscant, but my heart is easy with this choice. Farewell, and may the Force be with you."